Amen.
Listen to me, folks. God has great things for His people. How many believe we're in the last days? How many believe that Satan is pouring out everything he can because he knows his time's about up? Absolutely. Well, how many of you know that it pleases God for us to have the victory over the attacks of the enemy? Absolutely. Absolutely. We all get discouraged. We all get down. But God's people, we don't stay down, do we? No, we don't stay down. No. I mean, in any fight, you might get knocked down, but the important thing is get back up. Get back up. And I want to tell you, there's some of you that's been knocked around, and you've been knocked down so many times that maybe you just don't think if you get up that you can stay up, you'll get knocked back down. But I want to tell you, today is your day to understand about the grace of God. Let me say that again. Most Christians do not know the true meaning of grace. And I pray that today, that through this message, not only you, but I will be strengthened by the Word of God. The Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. And I'll tell you what, sometimes the Word of God cuts me quick. Don't it, you? But you know what? I'm glad it does. I'm glad that God is still dealing with me. The Word says that His Spirit will not always strive with a person. I don't know where the cutoff is, but I'm afraid to take a chance, aren't you? If I need something in my life, if I need to get something right, if I need a change in my life, I want it to happen now. I don't want to put it off, because tomorrow I may not hear that voice. I want to preach today about God's marvelous grace. God's marvelous grace. And let's don't get grace mixed up with mercy. Grace is grace and mercy is mercy. And in the book of, Philippians 2 and 13, "For it is God which works in you to will and to do His good pleasure." How many know that you don't belong to yourself anymore? How many of you realize it's not about you anymore? Why do we live? Our life is to live for Christ and to do His good pleasure. What is God's good pleasure? God's good pleasure is for you to live a life and to obey Him, that through His grace that you might lead someone else to eternal life instead of eternal damnation. It's God's good pleasure to work in us. And we resist, don't we? Some of us, you know, and I'm guilty. Sometimes we just resist, don't we? We want to be like Frank Sinatra and say, "I did it my way." But see, if you do it your way, you're going to wind up on the wrong path. And God wants you to understand His grace. His grace. We know that grace, and we've heard this, and I've heard it. And this week I've been reading about grace. I've been on the internet. I've been in the Bible. I've been on my cell phone in my Bible. And I've been studying about grace. And I found out something. I didn't really understand grace. Grace is God's unmerited favor, absolutely. But that's just a little part. Let me tell you this today, folks. Grace comes from the Lord. And let me tell you what grace simply is. It's a God-given desire and the power to do God's will. I walked this property yesterday, and I realized more than ever that it's been by the grace of God that we're here. It's been by His marvelous grace There's been times when we didn't know whether we was going to be able to keep our buses on the property. We had people telling us to move the ministry, to go here, to go there, and I didn't know which end was up. But by the grace of God, I knew that His will was for you to have this church here. It's His will, and I have the faith that He's given me to believe and to have the desire to do whatever it takes to do His will. And I want to tell you something. When you have God's grace in your life, you are able to do anything that He has put in your heart. Without a fight? No. There'll be a fight. There'll always be a fight. There'll always be demonic spirits. A fellow told me when I ate lunch today, he said, well, he said Jesus had 12 disciples. One of them was the devil. And he said, you know, anytime you've got church and you've got more than 12 people, you've got a devil in there. Yeah. Amen? Woo. There's a child of God, there's a child of God, there's a child. Where's that devil at? Ephesians 2 and 8 says, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourself, it's a gift of God. Let me explain to you about faith. Faith, the kind that comes from God, is the knowledge of God's will for you. And grace is the God-given desire and power to do His will. Faith is a God-given for you to know what God's will is for you. Do you know what I'm surprised? I'm surprised at people that claim to love the Lord, that claim to walk with Him, and they don't know what His will is for their life. It shows me there's two kinds of faith. There's the right kind and the wrong kind. We can have the kind of faith that we trust in what we can do. And we're trusting and we're having faith in the things of the world to supply our needs. That is not the faith that comes from God. The faith that comes from God is to know God's will for us. And God's will for each and every one of us is, first of all, to be saved. For by faith through grace are you saved, not of works, lest any should boast. And you know, sometimes we get out, and Pastor Tom touched on it a little bit a couple Sundays ago. We can get out and we can work hard and we can think that this is what we should be doing, and we're trying to do it within our own power. But I want to tell you something. When God gives you the faith, and you know the will of God is for you to get busy for God and for you to carry on His work, then it's that kind of faith that God gives you grace, not only that you believe it's God's will, but He gives you the desire in your heart. You put that number one, you don't let anything get in the way, and then you have the power to get her done. To get it done. By grace, through faith. I want to tell you something. There's a lot of people that are not walking in God's grace because of their proud spirit. Let me tell you what the Bible says. God resists the proud. Now listen at this. It is to the humble that He gives grace. First of all, if you want to know what God's will is to your life, and then you want to have a desire to do it, then you want to have the power to do it, you've got to humble yourself. You've got to realize that your proud spirit can get in the way and choke you to death. And you won't be walking in God's grace and power. You're going to try to walk in your own power. And I want to tell you something. It'll only last so long till you find out that God resists the proud. And He gives grace to the humble. It's by God's grace that we walk in, that we care about someone else. You know, whenever all you care about is what you want and you don't care about the people around you, you don't care how you hurt them. You're going to do what you want to do, and it doesn't matter who you hurt. It's your life. You're going to do it. Then that pride not only hurts you, but it hurts everybody around you. I want to tell you, I see a lot of proud people in the nursing home. God wants you to be humble. God wants you to be humble. And by His grace, He'll give you the desire to do His will. You know what His will is for you in that nursing home? To lead others to Christ. To live a life. Miss Sawyer is walking in the grace of God. I tell you what, our attendance at Consulate had dropped to about 3 or 4 people. And God's grace in Miss Sawyer's life, she started going down the halls and inviting people. And before I knew it, here come Kathy. And here come another, and here come another. And you know, our bus was crammed full today. See, I want to tell you something. When you're walking in the grace of God, the grace that comes from God, things happen. Things happen. The natural things become supernatural. And our faith, oh my, I've seen such faith in the nursing home. I've seen faith in this church. I've seen faith out of people that has made me realize how much this is God's doing. All of this is God's doing. He gave us faith to believe. Pastor Thomas and I, we burnt sticks in a barrel out there, and we had wood trees all over this property. We just started burning sticks. And pretty soon, here comes somebody and said, I'll cut the wood and I'll take it with me. Pretty soon, here come Brother Honeybee. Yeah, I'll bury it. I'll take care of it. That faith, and works, and grace together makes this world a better place. Makes this world a better place. How many of you want your nursing home to be a better place? Huh? How many of you want your homes to be a better place? How many wants your family to be in better shape? How many of you want your life to be a testimony to God's strength and power and grace? Number one, all of us, listen to me today, all of us, we got to fight this proud spirit that tries to take over us. And we've got to humble ourselves, and then God gives us faith and grace. Faith and grace working together. Faith is the kind that comes from God, is the knowledge of God's will for us. I do want to know God's will for me. I am so blessed that I do know God's will for my life. And as long as I'm able, I will continue doing the things that I know to do until God changes it. You know, we can get into trouble by changing things before God speaks. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You know, if God has got us doing something, no matter what it is, do what you know to do and walk in His grace. And believe that that's God's will for you. And then when He wants you to change anything, don't change a thing. Don't change nothing, honey. Don't change a thing until it comes straight from God. And that grace will follow you and be in your life. Things will happen. Everything you touch works. Everything you do is a success. Why? Because you are walking in God's grace. Doing what you know to do. In Hebrews, the 12th chapter, the 2nd verse, the Apostle John tells us that the law was given by Moses, but grace came by Jesus Christ. John 1:17. The law came by Moses. Do you know what? If we were still under the law, there would be very few people alive to be in this church service today. The law that came from God through Moses, the law said if you got unruly children, take them out and stone them. The grace says, forgive. Forgive. The law that came by Moses was a law, a sentence of death. Grace came by the Lord Jesus Christ that gives us life. You know what? I see people that's dead, but yet their heart's beating and they're walking around, but they're dead. They're dead. You know, it's not your health, and it's not what you own, and it's not whether you walk or don't walk or have anything or not that gives you life. But the grace that comes through Jesus Christ is the knowledge of God's will for you. And I'm repeating myself over and over because I want this to stick, that faith is given from God and we know what His will is for us, and the grace is the desire. Don't lose your desire to do the things that God has called you to do. Don't lose your desire. And the power to get it done. The power in the name of Jesus. It's so important that we understand the Word of God. There's more to it than just singing and shouting. There's more to it than just feeling good. Because I want to tell you, the Word of God don't make you feel so good sometimes. The Word of God can show us that we've been blinded by the things of the world, that we've been blinded by the devil, and the Word gets us back on the right path to where we can walk in God's grace again, and we can see things happen in our life, and in our family, and our friends. When we walk in the grace of God, God changes people. Let's don't try to change other people into what we want them to be. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hebrews 13th chapter 20-21. It says, now the God of peace make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ. Do you know people are out here, and you might be in that nursing home doing the same thing, spinning your wheels going nowhere. Spinning your wheels going nowhere. Do you know that we have to give an account to God for every day of our life? For every moment? Not just on Sunday, but all through the week, all through the year. We have to give an account to God. And the Bible says that the rewards that will be passed out will be the rewards for the things that we've done. Faith and grace that came from God is the only thing that's going to stand. Amen. Everything else will be burned up. And what does that mean? That means that everything else we've done was useless. It was no good. It was just a waste of time. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. A waste of time. All of our righteousness is as filthy rags, isn't it?
Amen.
And you know, some people think if you do good and everything, that's going to make you righteous with God. It's not going to make you righteous with God. It's walking in His grace and believing and trusting in His will for your life and not letting anything separate you from that. Say amen.
Amen.
God only gives grace to do work that is of faith. I don't know how, I don't know when, but God is going to expand this church, and there'll be another one this size somewhere else. I may not even see it in my lifetime. But God has put it in my spirit. And I'm living my life each and every day, walking in His grace, that one day, ladies and gentlemen, the things that God has given me faith for will come to pass. Will come to pass. Will come to pass.
Amen.
Paul wrote in the first letter to the Corinthian church, by the grace of God, I am what I am. I've heard Brother Jerry and Pastor Tom say it over and over. It is what it is. It really is. You can't make something into something that it is not. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But by the grace of God, we are who we are. Paul said, His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. My prayer for everybody in this church, that the grace that God showed us is not in vain, but that we walk in that. We walk in that, and we live that life, and we trust and believe in His will for our life.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who hath enabled me. You know what? There's some of us that's not been enabled. God wants to enable us through His grace. Paul said that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry.
Yeah.
God puts us into the ministry, don't He?
Yes, He does.
And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 1, 12 and 14. And I'm going to close with this. God who has saved us and called us with a holy calling. We all have a holy calling on our life.
Amen.
Barbara, it's no secret. God's put a holy calling on your life. Pastor Thomas. Mamba, Brother Jerry, all of you in here, Buck, Nikki, we have a holy calling. It's something that we've got to pursue with everything in us. Nothing. Let nothing get in your way. Let absolutely nothing get in your way. Because we have a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the Word more. And we need to understand about grace. I've said this, looking at some of the homeless people and alcoholics and drug heads out there on the way, I said, but by the grace of God, there I will. But you see, God gave me faith to believe that His will for my life was not to be an alcoholic, not to be a drug addict, not to be a whoremonger, not to be a man pleaser, but to get saved and follow Him. That's God's calling upon us all. Get saved and follow Him with all of your heart and walk in His grace. You're not too old. You're not too young. His grace is marvelous. His grace is wonderful. To have that communication with God, to experience Him, to live a victorious life. To have, let me tell you, this to me is more important than anything, is to have God's approval on the way I'm living my life. To have God's approval on the way I'm living my life. That's the most important thing to me. It's not what you think of me. It's not what family, it's not what friends think, but to have God's approval on the way I'm living my life. You've been a pastor and a preacher for many years. And I've seen you say an amen because you know that without God's grace, you're going down a bad road. You're going down a bad road. Haven't you been down a bad road long enough? I want to pray for you today. First of all, if you're not saved, you need to get saved. Today, while God is calling you, get saved. And if you've understood this and realized that you're trying to live for God in your own power, it's time to change that, isn't it? It's time to change that. Have you remembered anything I've said today? What's the number one thing? The number one thing that keeps us from walking in God's grace? Somebody tell me besides you. What's the first thing that keeps us from walking in grace? Pride. The Bible says God gives grace to the humble. The people that know me best knows that that's one thing I struggle with all the time, is my pride. But I tell you what, I'm not the man I used to be. I'm walking in God's grace and He's still working on me. And I realize I can't get anywhere with a prideful spirit. You in the nursing home, get rid of that spirit. Get rid, ask God, rebuke that spirit. Ask God to get rid of that and to give you an humble spirit. I beg of you today to see what God will do when you really walk in His grace. Can somebody tell me what grace is? A merited favor is part of it, absolutely. Anybody else? Tell me the main thing about God's grace. What? Huh? No. That's good though. That's good. But I've said it over and over and over in the last 20 minutes. Grace is the desire to do God's will and the power to do it. That's what the grace of God is. Can you remember that? The desire. Desire. Desire to do God's will. You see, if you're just only concerned in doing what you want to do, then you'll never know the true grace of God.
Amen.
Now what is it? Desire to do God's will, and what else?
The power.
Power. Power. Power. Power. Don't live a powerless life. Live a life with power. Now the world ain't gonna like you when you do that. And sometimes even people will think maybe you're controlling, but no. You're living with God's power in your life to say, this is wrong and I will not do it. I will not. I will not.
Amen.
Anybody want prayer today? Lift your hand for any reason. God knows what it is, and I'll say a prayer and we'll close. Anyone? Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Father, I've thought about this message all week. I've dug into Your Word. And I just pray that we can understand Your grace. Bless our people here, Lord. Bless my family. Bless me, Lord. But most of all, I want to walk in Your grace and have a desire to do Your will. and the power to do it. Lord, thank you for the faith you've given me to know your will for my life. Thank you for grace, marvelous grace and faith. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Let's give God a hand clap for His Word. Pastor Tom, we got two baptisms. We got two baptisms. And we're going to go ahead and get the closest one, I guess. This lady told me last Sunday, I need to get baptized. Is there anyone here to say that she shouldn't get baptized? Upon her profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to baptize her.
You won't get wet.
This is a profession that she has died to her sins, and that her life is anew in the Lord Jesus Christ. Baptism does not save you. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again.
Yeah.
Now, no matter what we do, baptism or good works or anything, that is never going to save us and make us born again. It has to come through the Spirit. And repentance and receiving Christ is what gives you the new birth.
That's right. You can get your hair wet. All right. Okay.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and the sweet name of Jesus, I baptize you.
Amen. Amen.
Give the Lord a hand
clap. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There we go. Thank you, Jesus. You died with Him and you rose up again.
Right.
New creation in Christ, symbolized. Yeah, that's all right.
We have one more. Miss Leanne. Miss Leanne, upon your profession of faith,
okay,
the Lord Jesus Christ, you told me you needed to get baptized and fulfill, obey the commandment of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to baptize you. Praise you, Lord.
All right. You can stand on the towel here. Okay? That'll help.
Turn around so everybody can see that water run down over your face.
Get a picture.
Thank you,
yeah,
Lord.
Let's put that on. Oh, keep her clothes dry. There you go.
Leanne.
Hold it.
This represents you dying to your sins and coming up a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ. I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and the sweet name of Jesus.
Amen. Yeah, he didn't have to.
Let's give the Lord another hand clap for that.
Okay, all right.
Now, may I ask you one more time? What is faith that comes from God? Do what?
Desire and the power.
Desire.
What is faith from God? It's the knowledge of God's will for you.
Amen.
Now, what is grace that comes from God?
Desire and power.
And the power to do His will.
Amen.
So that's, it is what it is. Amen. We'll see y'all next Sunday. Pastor Tom is coming.